welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party, the show on Anchor FM. Season 4, Episode 7. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Gubba Boy, the modern Marvel, also known as the Madman, Harry La Brea. Man, we are going to get into... It is going to be like a quick fire review, but it's going to be more of an in my mind mixed with a word around a campfire. But before I get into all that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. Just hit me up on Linktree/LateForTheParty, and you can see all my content from YouTube, which I gotta get back more on to right now. Also seeking other adventures and everything on other platforms. So, looking into that as well. So stay tuned. It's gonna be very, very fun. I can't wait. Also check out all the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, you guys. The link will be in the description once I upload everything to my social media, which is Linktree/LateForTheParty. You smash all those words together, and there you have it. So, yeah, check me out on TikTok and everything. So, yeah, Instagram. But we're going to talk about Wakanda Forever. Now, I've been sitting on this for quite some time, but I honestly feel... I think for what they were doing, I'm just going to be 100% honest about whatever that I see. One thing, coming from a critique and a perspective of being a comic book enthusiast who's been reading comic books since I was a child, and my father putting me on game with his comic books when I was a kid and whatnot. So, I come at it to where my opinion on the topic at, or whatever topics, it always comes from a good place. It's not that I'm sitting here trying to bash on it or anything. It's just the fact that if I see something that could be better than what the finished product could have been, then I will chime in and put in my two cents about it. But, like I said, it's not to sit here and bash on it. Whatever it was, I'm gonna say about it. So if anybody gets offended in any way, I'm not here to apologize to you or anything. It's just my opinion. Okay, you could take it however you want to take it, but I'm also going to come with certain facts about certain things to the best of my ability. So, either way, Wakanda Forever, and I'm going to specifically call it that because for Black Panther to be a Black Panther film, we only got Black Panther for 14 minutes. That's one thing I did not like. You know, I did not like that. You can't call yourself a Black Panther film and the costume only shows up 14 minutes in his movie, in the movie. So, yeah, I'm going to give it some pros and cons. So, a pros and con list. That's one. That's one con right there. Two. Pro. I'm going to give this a pro. I love what they did for Chadwick Boseman. I love what they did for him. It was sad. It was heartbreaking. I'm not even going to cap. But, not even a but. That was the cool part. I was not expecting them to kill off T'Challa in that way and off screen. or something in that aspect. Like, I mean, if they wanted to keep, and this is kind of gravitating into a con, like, one way or the other, people are going to get disappointed. I mean, either way. And I know this, because if they would have put somebody in Chadwick Boseman's place to play Black Panther, yes, that would have been very hard. That would have been very hard. I'm not even going to cap. But it's not like they haven't done this before. They've already done it with Rhodey, with Terrence Howard, when they switched out with Don Cheadle. So it's not like it's not possible. I mean, let's be 100% honest. But I think it was just because since this was the main character, they were scrambling. And regardless of how people may have acted or may have felt about it, I don't know. Was it a bad call for them to wanting to replace Chadwick Boseman for what they were doing in the film? I feel that they could have, to some degree. I think the choices of having Shuri being Black Panther the way she became Black Panther, I mean, since she was already the queen, well, the princess, she could have been, I mean, honestly, I would have felt better on a lot of things. Like, I wouldn't have mind seeing Angela Bassett. I mean, she was taking a vocal role in that damn film. Two, the second con, I felt like they didn't have to kill Angela Bassett off. Why the fuck would they do that? Just to push the narrative for Shuri to be Black Panther? That was ridiculous. She could have put on the suit any given time if that were the case. And honestly, I felt that she should have, like the lead-ups for, like, somebody like Okoye to rock the suits, or Nakia to rock the suit, or something, or even, Queen Ramona. She should have wore the suit. And honestly, like, I felt another thing, they should have not put Riri Williams in all of this. Wakanda being a prideful nation, you think that they're gonna stick their necks out for some outsourcer? I mean, a person who's outside of everything? Outside of Wakanda? They didn't give a shit about Killmonger, so why the fuck are they gonna care about Riri Williams now? That, I mean, she ain't even of blood or anything. So the only reason why, because you get help her out because she's fucking smart? Which, honestly, that's another thing. They don't explain how she got her intelligence. She doesn't even come off as intelligent. You know, when Iron Man came to be, it showed that he was that guy. Like, that he was, like, smart. Doing some shit, like, some technical shit that looked good. He didn't even have to do much. It wasn't believable with Riri Williams. Another thing I didn't like, the design of the Wakandan armor that Okoye and the other girl was wearing. And I did not like Ironheart. That shit looked ridiculous. It didn't look cool. Like, and I think Riri Williams didn't help the narrative for what they were trying to do in the film. Honestly, what I would have did, and knowing that this part was in the film, I would have, if it was me, and seeing what I had right there, I would have put the boy, T'Challa's son, in the whole parts, all of Riri Williams' parts. all right there. Oh, Nakia sent them to Tucson to a good school, like good school, so he can further his education. You know, he's of Wakanda. He's of Wakanda blood. You know what I'm saying? That's why Nakia didn't come to the freaking wedding. I mean, to the wedding. She didn't come to the freaking funeral. You know, she didn't go to the funeral. That would have made Angela Bassett's death in the film more valid. And the reason why freaking... I could see why Shuri would have worn the suit by then. Like, why are we protecting this little kid? Who is he? Why is he so special? That would have gave Nakia reason to come out of hiding to go get her son. That would have made sense. Or, like, not even, like, tell that, like, they could have, like, had the whole end where she found out that was cool. But just finding out that this boy is a prodigy, he's smart, he doesn't even have to do a lot of shit, but he is of Wakanda descent. He is of Wakanda or something in that aspect. I would have gave that movie, if they wrote that story and had that boy, had the boy in the film throughout the entire movie, him almost drowning and whatnot, that would have made more sense. And I would have gave that a bigger score than what I've given it a 7. Giving it a 7. I would have gave that damn near a 9. An 8 or 8.5 to a 9. Just off of that. And that's being 100% honest. You know? And we're not going to talk about the whole... we are going to talk about the whole Namor shit. I don't like what they did with that. The actor playing him was dope. I think the best parts about Wakanda Forever, honestly, was the Namor shit. But the only thing I didn't like what they did was how they butchered his origin. This Talokan heritage where that was nowhere in any Marvel comics. Like, I'm an advocate for, like, keeping the source material intact. Okay? He's fucking Atlantican. Alright? Who gives a fuck if DC is using Atlanticans using Atlanticans in their movies? Who gives a shit? Guess what? Namor did it before Aquaman in the comic books. Where you think Aquaman came from? Namor was the very first, one of the first three superheroes in Marvel history. He came out in 1939. You know how many comic book characters were out in 1939? 1939. From what I understand and what I know of, 4. Marvel had Captain America, Submariner, aka Namor, the Avenging Son, and the Human Torch. And Superman. In DC. Okay? Those motherfuckers was running around, okay? And how they, like, literally disrespected him. How they disrespect a legacy character like Submariner, who plays very pivotal roles in there. And then also, let's be 100% honest, just for him being a fish out of water type deal, just for him to be the fish out of water, I actually like that better, because a lot of people wouldn't respect the fact that, like, he is half human, half Atlantican. He's half human, half Atlantican. How do you fuck that up? Atlanticans have blue skin. So why the fuck are you literally dismantling the fact that he had to go through life looking human, I mean, without blue skin? That's what made his story even better. And then also he's the king. The Prince of Atlantis. But I digress from my point. This is going to be a part two, so I will get back to you guys in a bit. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Late for the Party, the show, season 4, episode 7, part 2, on Late for the Party. Well, Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the modern marvel, also known as the Madman Harry La Brea. That's right, you guys. We are back. We were talking about Wakanda Forever, and I left off talking about Namor. But before we do that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast, check me out on all forms of social media. You can go on my link tree to link up to everything that Late for the Party is doing, including Late for the Party merch on teespring.com. Just type in linktree.com/lateforthepartyparty, smash all the words together, and then you'll be able to see everything with all my content from YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and all that cheerful stuff. So, let's get back into it. Now, I was talking about how Namor, a.k.a. the Submariner, is pretty much a legacy character. I mean, a lot of people may or may not know because, like Captain America, like Captain America in the original Human Torch, who was an android, that's where in the comic books, the android Human Torch, the original Human Torch, was the, like, after he was destroyed, then, the original pieces of the Human Torch became the character we call the Vision that we know of in the MCU. But there's a lot of changes, of course, but in the MCU and whatnot. So, of course, I gotta look at it like it is its own universe and whatnot. So, I gotta take it to a grain of salt to some degree. But I'm always a firm believer of keeping the source material intact. Keeping the origin story. Everything how the character became to be. Don't change the narrative. That's what makes the character who that person is. You know? And they dropped the ball with that to me. I mean, and make no mistake, like I was saying yesterday, Namor is Canadian. Namor is Atlantican, okay? Namor is Atlantican. I don't give a frog's fat ass. In the Marvel Universe, the Atlanticans are blue and got dark green. Their hair is supposed to be green, but I digress. I mean, either way, it could be black, green, doesn't matter. But at that point, but they're still supposed to be blue. So I'm trying to understand that their skin becomes fair when they're in the water, but when they're out of the water, they're blue. So my whole thing is, bruh, why? Just, it doesn't make any sense to go that far. And then also, It didn't even feel like a Black Panther movie. You know, it doesn't. It was pretty much a Namor film. I mean, it was just glorifying so much stuff with, like, he was a, like, it is funny because we talk about representation and whatnot, and it was like, okay, but where's the representation for us men in the film? We were getting a sidebar like 10 mugs. You know, even Baku wasn't even like really, like, he was playing the support role, which is fine, but it was all over the place. They were trying to put too many ideas, mesh them all together. Like I said before, like with Namor, especially with Namor, I think they clearly dropped the ball. Nothing's wrong with the actor playing Namor. I just feel like how he was written through this whole thing. And honestly, let's be 100% honest. How are you beefing about Vibranium when Vibranium has been through the MCU since 1942? Captain America's freaking arm up, Captain America's freaking shield was created by Tony Stark's dad, and Vibranium's been around since then. Matter of fact, do we even know how old when freaking Namor was giving his story on how he became Namor? Do we even know how old it goes back? Like, how that story, like, goes back, further back? I mean, you gotta think, Namor is old as F. I mean, he's been around since World War II. I mean, he's like, been around in these times in the comic books and whatnot. And it's like, They're squandering. Honestly, now I'm starting to see some errors of the ways of like just how pure the ideas was back when in phase one, when they introduced Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, you know, all the other characters. But now they're starting to like kind of screw the pooch a little bit with how they're doing their characters again. They're botching it up. And I mean, they're like butchering it. Like with how they're doing the Eternal. And that's another thing. It's like, if everything is not supposed to be connected in some way, like there's supposed to be some kind of connection in the MCU. Like I said, the Eternals happened, and nobody's not mentioned anything about the damn thing in the fucking ocean. Nothing. Nobody said a goddamn thing. Half a celestial, not even half, like a portion of a celestial head and hand is sticking out of the ocean, and nobody in any of these fucking movies have said nothing about this. Nothing. And another thing I noticed, why wasn't there any Avengers at the funeral? Somebody riddle me that. Why was there no representation of any Avengers at the funeral? I mean, especially if he was there backing everybody up and everything, and Shuri was there too and whatnot, and like, bruh, Okoye's been working with the Avengers since the blip. It's like, bruh, what the hell, y'all? Riri Williams played no significant parts. Like, she was just there because she's a black woman and she's supposed to be smart. Where was the intelligence? Like, how did she even develop? Like, she was just filler. Like I said in the last episode, I would have just put the boy. I would have put the boy in the movie over Riri and just let it be that way. it would have probably had more impact if that were the case. The kid's in danger. He's of Wakanda. He has to be protected. You know what I'm saying? Hell, Riri Williams ain't even Wakandan. Shit, nobody, like, gave two shits about Killmonger. Like, he was out there, and he's of blood, but nobody says a goddamn thing. But then when he comes back, but then you're gonna be like, oh yeah, we're gonna help out this girl who's been fixing by Brandon. Well, they're supposed to kill her, but... they were supposed to kill her and whatnot, but it's just like, really? Like, y'all wouldn't even care. Y'all would have just let the... I'm calling them Atlanticans. I don't give a fuck. I'm calling their asses Atlanticans. Talokans and all the... man. Y'all be doing... like, people be changing too much. And I don't give a frog's fat ass what anybody says. It's like, oh... but the people who don't read comic books, so the fuck what? If they don't read the fucking comic books, who gives a fuck? Why change anything? If they don't read the comic books, why change anything? I don't understand that. Why change the narrative of any source material if the person has never even read the fucking story? So what? I'm supposed to cater to people who haven't read the... decided to pick up the book, but for the people who've been reading this shit, the material, since then, we gotta bend over backwards for these fuckers? Oh, hell no. You guys got me fucked up. Like, I don't understand why. And I look, I don't give a frog's fat ass if it's another universe or whatever. Like, if y'all doing this multiverse shit and all that, hey, that's fine. I can respect it. But even still, you gotta put that shit somewhere along the lines. Because I'm pretty sure not everybody is gonna have a fucking multiverse or a No Way Home scenario in their fucking movies. Okay, let's just be 100% honest about this. Okay? No Way Home was an anomaly. No Way Home was a straight anomaly. Those films, like No Way Home, and if you want to say Multiverse of Madness, but there was really no multiverse scenario that happened. But when it comes down to No Way Home, with all the Spider-Man villains and whatnot, that made sense. And then what it does with everything, with this whole with Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, and Tom Holland Spider-Man. It doesn't alienate or isolate any of the other properties. They're all on equal terms, which makes perfect sense to me. So it's not like, oh, which one's better, which one's this, that, and the third. They all fit in some way, which I can respect down to the letter. But if it's not explained in that magnitude, like I said, we're not going to get Atlantican Namor or a male T'Challa who just so happens to be somebody else. Or in a multi-universe theory where Killmonger is T'Challa and whatnot, or whatever the case may be. I would have done that. Shit, since they're doing all this multiverse bullshit anyway, okay, this Black Panther died. Fucking put T'Challa. I mean, fucking put somebody. I mean, I don't know, man. I think they had better. I mean, from all the ideas that I could have said, what would have been fine to put in or whatever. Hell, I would have been fine if fucking Killmonger was just still alive. I mean, technically, he wasn't real. I mean, well, shit, he did get stabbed, but I mean, let's just be real. I mean, well, they fucking killed off T'Challa, so it doesn't even matter. I mean, hell, they killed him off screen. And that was bold enough. I honestly thought they were going to do events before the snap. That would have been a better idea. If they would have done that, and they would have did all the stuff with Toussaint, her son, right around the time where the snap happened and whatnot, to where she's playing Black Panther and whatnot, and, you know, they're all gone, and the Atlanticans or whatever, and they're trying to monopolize on the world and all of that stuff, that would have been fine. And then, you know, T'Challa grows up a little bit and whatnot. And, like, you know, Toussaint grows up a little bit more by the time this movie comes out. So he's probably a little old enough to become a Black Panther. I mean, to play the role as Black Panther. I mean, people can be under the knife and all of that stuff, but I mean, for like the people who wants to sit there kicking out ideas and whatnot, I think they're doing piss poor jobs when it comes down to like writing good quality stories. Now, I'm not saying I'm the best writer in the world, but I can definitely probably pitch a pretty good fucking idea to where it makes some goddamn sense. And everybody, oh, it was such a beautiful and great movie and all of that. Look, I give it a 7. It's a 7. It ain't bad. I mean, shit. And let's be honest, I would have given it a lot lower, because don't get me wrong, there was a lot of eye-rolling situations in that movie. I'm not gonna cap. And then it's like, you allow fucking Namor to kill your mother, and then I would have been happy if Angela Bassett, who was damn near a vocal character in the fucking movie, she was more vocal about shit than fucking Shuri was. I would have rather seen her in the fucking uniform. I'd rather seen her play Black Panther. That would have been cool. That would have made sense. But I'm just saying, man, it's just like, I think they were, like, they bit off, to me, I think they did too much. And then it was like, it was more of an isolated situation. If the movie was so isolated, and that was, it was like, it was basically calling white people, all white people are colonizers. All black women are smart, and don't explain why. Shuri was just sad and angry and never wanted to explain what she was going through. Every female, every black character in the damn movie acted the same. They didn't have any difference to each other. They were either mad, angry, and they just had this attitude. The only one who didn't really, like, fall under that category to me personally was Nakia, Lupita Nyong'o's character. To me, she didn't fit that hill. She was sad and all of that, but I think I would have rather seen her in the suit. Hell, after what freaking Queen Ramonda did, like kicking out Okoye for failing the mission, shit, I would have just had her be that guy too. I would have had her be Black Panther. I don't understand. And then, like, those suits. The Ironheart suit looked terrible. The suits that Shuri made, the girls and everything looked horrible. I wouldn't say it looked horrible, but they didn't look good. I think they look kind of like a cross between, especially like, it looked like some armor I would see on Overwatch. If that makes any sense. It kind of looked like a combination, like with Orisa, with like the Orisa armor with freaking like Pharah colors. So, yeah, man, I don't know, dude. It's just, I give it a 7, but honestly, I think now the problem with this now, I think they're just starting to like burn out. I think like the appeal and the allure, and then it's just like they try to put too much narrative of this woke mentality and consciousness. Like, look, I'm a firm believer in this. If you're going to do something in that way to where, like I said before, like, back in the day, it was cool that TV shows and books and comic books might have had a episode or an issue, a comic book issue or anything where it talked about something about current event type deals. To where it might have been that one issue or that one episode. And they talk about it. They might talk about racism or police brutality or whatever the case. Or anything about HIV or being gay or anything like that, right? That was fine. But here's the problem. Now it's every fucking episode and issue. It's drowned out. Like, half the time, it's like, I don't even give a fuck about whoever's relationship if it's not helping the fucking story. If it's not helping the story, and you're just filling in blanks because, okay, we just gotta let them have some kind of problem or identity crisis to where they're just, you know, they're all feeling sad and whatnot. Bruh. Put a fucking band-aid on and keep it pushing. But I digress from my point, guys. But this is the problem I have. And this is starting to become the MCU's whole entire premise now. It's either they talk about woke, all this shit, and it's like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of seeing this on shows that I'm interested in watching or anything. Why you think I'm sticking to anime? Hell, and I hate to say it, y'all, Black Adam to me was a little bit better. And don't get me wrong, Black Adam was a train wreck. But at least it was entertaining. And it didn't have any fucking personal politics or whatever the fuck in the fucking movie to where it just overruns everything. And it's like, even when they put character placements in the film, It's like you already know what they're about to do. It's like, okay, this character, this actor is in this film, and this character is this and that, and it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit. And it sucks because it's just being saturated and with She-Hulk and all these other films and shows. And I mean, the only one that hasn't done it like that to me right now was this Werewolf by Night, and it was a one-shotter. Maybe they should just stick to it like that. If they just do one-shots and just keep them short and sweet and just keep the narrative intact where they don't have to sit there butchering shit. Either way, man, I gotta go. I wanted to get off of this. This is also a quick fire review. I'm gonna do one for Black Adam. But like I said, freaking Wakanda Forever, or I should just say Woman Forever. And it's just like, oh my God. Black Women Forever. And nothing's wrong with that. I'm supportive of all my sisters and everything. But like I said, I think it just doesn't fit. I mean, for what they were trying to do for the film, and if it was supposed to be a tribute to, if it was supposed to be somewhat of a tribute to Chadwick Boseman, and it, to me, it really wasn't, other than in the beginning with the little funeral scene, and at the end when Sherry was having her moment. But that was it. You know, how you gonna call it a Black Panther movie, and there was no Black Panther in the movie, other than in like the last 14 minutes of the film. But either way, you guys, this is part 2 of Late for the Party, the show on Anchor FM. You guys, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. I'm gonna get off the hook right now, but like I said, check me out on all forms of social media. You can check me out on TikTok and check out the Late for the Party merch on teespring.com. Or you can check out all that on Linktree. Just type in Late for the Party, Linktree/Late for the Party, and you'll be able to find me and all my forms of social media. So either way, you guys, I'm your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.